you know, you don't have time to, whether it's, you know, win or not win, to, you know, feel sorry for yourself or celebrate, you know, too hard. You know, it's on to the next week, it's on to the next team, the next opponent, and it's another opportunity to go out and prove yourself.
Is there maybe one thing that you didn't do last week that you really want to do this week or want to focus on?
You know, there's always stuff that, you know, to do to get better. But, you know, as far as one thing in particular, just watching the film and being better from all aspects. So, you know, I think that's important. And I'm getting distracted here. Come on, bro.
There we go.
Come on, man. This is like halfway for the Texans, dude. Come on, man.
This week feel a little bit more like a normal week than last week?
A little bit. You know, there's really no normal right now. You know, I can't even believe it's Christmas Eve. You know, I haven't done a whole lot of shopping in the past few days. So, you know, we'll see about that.
When you were out there on Sunday, was there ever a moment where you were just like, your head was spinning and you're like, It seemed like a lot. I mean, I know you handled it well, but like inside, was there ever a time where you were like, "This is crazy"?
Well, if there was, I'll pretend like I know what's going on, and that's one thing. If fake it till you make it, I guess. But no, I felt good. I felt good the whole time. And if I didn't, you know, I think you know, we were able to handle everything pretty well.
Did you hear from a lot of people after the game? And I mean, mm-hmm. So it was your first NFL win. Can you talk about some of that and maybe the best message that you received?
There's a lot of messages from a lot of different people, and I appreciate every one of them. From people I hadn't heard from in a long time, to some that have meant a lot to me every day. You know, good friends and family that I've spent a lot of time with. So they're all special, and it all means a lot. And that's one thing I've said before. I don't play to prove people wrong. Although that's nice to do, I play to prove people right that have been in my corner, you know, that have been supporting me my whole life.
Case, you were able to spread it around pretty well last week, including the tight ends. The tight ends have been kept in check pretty for the most part of the season. Talk a little bit about getting everybody involved, kind of the approach there.
Yeah, it was kind of just throw to the open guy. And, you know, those guys did a good job of getting open. And, you know, I think we do a good job of mixing up formations and you know, different routes. So, you know, it just depends. You know, just try to, you know, focus on the game plan, and whoever we have, you know, for certain routes, you know, they did a great job getting open this past week.
What do you see in the Jacksonville Jaguars defense?
They're solid defense. They really are. They're extremely tough, physical up front. They do an extremely good job up there. And then, you know, from watching the past game with the Texans, you know, they do a good job in the back end too, and they have some fast backers that, you know, can flow to the ball. So, you know, we've got our work cut out for us when it comes to their defense. And, you know, they obviously had a couple more days to rest and prepare. You know, we're looking to get ahead with as much film and you know, preparation as we can get. So we're excited. It's a new challenge. And, you know, it's a new week.
If you were to estimate how many hours last week you spent trying to study and catch up, what would you, like, hours each day?
Yeah, it's hard to say. You know, yeah, I really don't want to estimate, you know, that I'd be, I really couldn't say. Probably count the hours I slept a little bit easier than the hours I prepared.
How many hours did you sleep?
I don't know. It went by too fast. Not enough hours.
What area of your game do you feel like has improved the most since you were here throughout camp and when you left and time with in St. Louis to where you are now?
You know, my knowledge of defenses and how to prepare and how to you know, just see a defense and know how to attack it and what ways to you know, to pick up protections. You know, it's something I'm always learning. I'm always trying to get better at. But there's you know, just the general knowledge of defenses, I think, you know, has increased, which is very important.
Yes, I'm or how did working under different coaches help that development? So the way Gary kind of attacked it, then you saw a little bit about what Bill wanted to do and then going to St. Louis. How did seeing all those approaches help you and your approach to all of attacking?
Yeah, it's very cool to see different philosophies when it comes to how to attack defenses and how they play certain techniques and what routes are good into certain things. There's a lot of carryover. There's a lot of the same things, but little nuances when it comes to different coordinators. So just kind of taking all those things and then doing my best to do as I'm coached now and see it through their eyes. I think that's a big deal about a quarterback, is you want to see see the defense through what the coaches are seeing it, and that way you can communicate it to the whole offense so that we're all seeing it through the same set of eyes. I know that's something Coach O'Brien said quite a few times, and I think it's very important for our offense.
You started two games against Jacksonville last year, but you've got some memory there too. That's mm-hmm. got to be beneficial this week, right?
Yeah, going back and watching some of that film and seeing, remembering how those things looked on the field, rather than just watching them on film, and seeing it that way. So, it's definitely beneficial.
How crazy is it to you that you were on a practice squad 2 weeks ago, and now you're in the playoff hunt?
It's very crazy. Like I said, I try not to pick my head up and look around. Not even knowing it's Christmas Eve today, but not really feeling like it. But it's just, take it a day at a time, try to wrap this up as quick as I can and go in there and look over my plays before practice and get ready to go and have a good practice. That's just kind of how I operate.
Case, obviously when you got here, when you left, it's because Ryan Mallett got here, so you weren't with him then, but you are now. Has he been helpful since mm-hmm. you've been here?
Yeah, I've been very helpful. They all have. All the guys have. Obviously when they can, when they're not getting treatment or something, but Ryan has been especially helpful, just operation of the offense and what certain things have changed since I haven't been here. So, it's been great to have him around.
Last year, we were talking about week to week. You just put the last game behind you and then kind of move to the next one. Will it be just as easy to do that this year after mm-hmm. last
yeah,
week?
Yeah, it's the same thing. Win or lose. That's the most important thing. That's the thing about this league is that it's a tough opponent every week. Everybody's extremely talented and does their own thing really well. So we have to get on to this week and get moving and get going and prepare to get after these guys.